Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is dedicated to Lauren Mack, Tamara Selleck, Janusz Strys-Peck-Spekablek, and Anna Silva, Scott Covert, Kevin Walker, Ashton, and all of our supporters at patreon.com. This show's for you!
Listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening, where everybody's got a funny life story. This is episode 208, brought to you the week of April 1st, 2014. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison. And with me, as always, is John Steinklauber. How you doing, John?
I'm doing better than I did. I'm excellent. Good.
Better than what?
Better than I deserve, but I think somebody's already got the market on that one, so I'm just going to have to use
who says
own.
That? Who says it? Better than I deserve. Oh, that's a Ramsey. Yeah.
Ramsey. Yeah. Yeah, that guy who thinks he knows everything about money.
Yeah.
Just knows he's got more than me. And
you know, the Dave Ramsey, I'm taking nothing from him, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. Dave Ramsey, if you don't know, he's a stay out of debt, you know, manage your money guru. I don't think he's that smart. Okay. I just think everybody's really, really stupid with their money. And so by comparison.
Yeah.
Because his stuff is so practical and so duh, you know.
Yeah.
But it is very countercultural. And seems genius. Like, his basic premise, if you don't know, is don't spend more than you got.
Man, that's like revolutionary.
I know.
And you know, I think he'd agree with you on that. He says up front, you know, this isn't my ideas. This is somebody else. Somebody else's ideas. I just put it in a nice package for you. So yeah, I think he's right on that. And you're right, we are pretty dumb with our money. So
it's like Louis C.K. said about women and men. He's like, I don't think men are, or women are better than men. I think men are worse than women. You have to think about that for a little bit. But he's saying we all suck, but men suck more.
Yeah.
So I like that.
There's that saying, in the land of the blind, the man with one eye is king.
That's true. There is
a
land.
I heard that on Minority Report. Oh. It's an awesome movie.
Oh, that's right. I actually do like that. Hey, today was April Fool's, and I got to ask you, John, though I already know the answer. Are you one of the April Fool enjoyers, or are you a April Fool critic?
Well, let me say it like this.
Please, say
Depends
it.
Depends on who. Depends on who the fool is.
Oh.
If it's me, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
If it's my children, I'm a huge fan.
Awesome.
Or if it's somebody that I work with, I'm a little bit more of a bigger fan than with my children. If it's a complete stranger, I love April Fools. As long as they stay a complete stranger.
Yeah, I have a love-hate relationship with it myself, because I could see what I do enjoy is the cool things that some of the major websites do. And for those of you that may not know or may not be as hip as I am, aka out of work, so I was looking this stuff up all day. Netflix, if you pull up their website right now, instead of these amazing movie suggestions, they will offer you the chance to watch a 72-minute film about a rotisserie chicken being cooked in reverse. So there's that. Ooh. It's rated R. For good and naked chickens, you know. And they've also got a bacon. They've got a bacon cooking thing or something like that. But let's see.
I would watch those.
Think Geek has a beard machine that you mentioned last time we recorded this show. There's a couple other things that they had. Google or Gmail tried to offer me a chance to theme my Gmail experience after selfies. I'm not a big selfie fan, but we'll talk about that in a minute. And what was the last one there? I don't know. Some of them I was so quick to delete, like just to get back, because I want to use the website. I don't care that you're funny, but I do enjoy seeing what people come, what the major companies come up with. I do not enjoy, just dumb stuff like what my kids do to me, like what they try to do. You know, they're just like, "Hey, what's over there?" And you look, and they're like, "April Fools!"
Hey, my son, because Amy pulled a couple pranks on him today.
Yeah.
And by the time I got home, he was crying. He had literal tears coming down his face because he didn't have the opportunity to pull April Fool's pranks on us.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's like, and this is my 9-year-old. So I said, okay, buddy, listen, we'll think of something. And then he remembered that plastic spider that my wife hates. And that spider's in the trash now, by the way.
Oh, yeah, my kids, yes. my daughter, I think she goes too far, and not on purpose. She doesn't mean to. She just thinks, oh, it's going to be funny, but she never thinks past that. So what she did is she got all these colorful bracelets that she has, these elastic bracelets, and she, I caught her last night, she's cutting through them halfway till there is just a tendonitis of rubber still connecting, you know, this spherical band. And then she says, "Hey, I got," and she holds that part over her fingers, you know, like a magician, man. She's got it all mapped out. She's like, "Julie, you want one of these? You want one of these right here?" And they're like, "Yeah." And they go to put it on and pop, it pops.
That's wrong.
She's breaking their hearts, awesome, man. It's genius, but it's cruel as crap.
April Fool's, yeah, suckers.
I mean, you need to slap somebody. That's the kind of thing, you not the person that made the joke, but you slap the person that got tricked. You just, bam, fool, you in third grade. You know,
I pushed my boss down the stairs and said, "April Fool's." It was not good. Too far.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I didn't really pull one over on anybody today, but I don't really try to. I just like jacking with people. And so I posted a life update on my Facebook today that I knew no one would believe. But it was that me and Jen separated. Like, we were divorced.
And most people are putting that they married someone else.
Yeah, that's what gave me the idea. I'm like, we're done. It's Facebook official. I'm divorcing her. But I made it like, in my little status update said, she left this morning and just said, "Be gone when I get back." And that was, and for a while there, it was quiet. And then people start liking it, you know, because they realize it's no fun. And so I start posting updates. And I'm like, you know, we've got 3 boxes in the house. It's hardly enough for my Legos, you know. And then I took a bit. It was a picture of me kissing her on the head from our cruise. And I said, "This was us not long ago." And then there's this thing about, I got to pick which kid I'm, we're splitting them up parent trap style. And I said, "Which one would I pick?" And I posted this really cute one where they're both dressed like pirates. And then I had another picture of Jace just writing his name on a piece of paper. So I'm like, I took Jay, he's doing the paperwork now. Aww. And, And, you know, people were having a blast just jacking back and forth. And this is going all day till about 15 minutes before the show started. I go and I check that thing one more time. And out of all the people, you know, no one got serious. No one took it seriously. No one, you know, everybody's just jacking with me the whole time. My mother posts an update. And it says, literally, let me see if I can find it here. I would love to go ahead and just say it. No, I don't think I can find it in time.
But my left armpit is it? It just
yeah. What it does say is it says, please tell me this is a joke. Wait, here it is. Yeah. Here she goes. Please tell me this is April Fool's. I can hardly breathe. So. My 60-year-old mom is having a heart attack, and it serves her right, by God. This is why old people shouldn't be allowed on the internet.
That's April Fool's joke in itself.
Yeah.
Wait. Please tell me this is a joke.
Speaking of 60-year-olds, there's a lady, this good friend of mine. She's 68, 69, somewhere like that, and she posted on there that she's been hiding the fact that she's had a man, a boyfriend, this entire time, and she's getting married this weekend. And so all of her old people friends who don't belong on Facebook totally buy it, totally believe it, and start updating her feed. So there is one old lady that's allowed to be on Facebook, and it's her. Her name is Gloria. She's awesome. And all of her friends are just like, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah, you finally got... It's April 1st, isn't it? I mean, it's like they're typing it in as they're realizing it. They're live blogging and they don't even know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's not getting married. So my response pretty early on was, so you guys are going to have kids? So, which I'm sure I seemed horribly insensitive to the people that you know, believed it.
He just is terrible.
Well, half the crowd, I don't, maybe you're like this. Whenever I post something, half the time I put it on Nobody's Listening, like the you know, the page, rather than my main feed, because people either don't get my humor, or they take it really seriously and get really dumb, or they are offended in some way, or they're super nice, like even nicer than you. And
nice.
Yeah, and they're trying to fix things. So if I'm like, "Yeah, my wife slapped me upside the head today," she'd be like, "Well, you know, one time my husband got a little ahead with me, and we just talk it through and pray it through." And I'm just like, "Oh, you totally missed the point, and now you believe, you know, that she hit me." So,
and none of it's funny.
None of it. It's not funny at all.
Butt faces.
I do worry, though. I do worry that I get too serious on Facebook, because there's this guy, this kid. He used to be in my children's church. Now he's like high school kid, so I like to jack with him. And he posts these old graphics that he did of like an eclipse and a sunrise that he did in GIMP, which is a free, you know, like a Photoshop clone. And because of this Noah thing where everybody's pooping their pants that Noah's not biblically accurate. I put on there, I'm like, this eclipse and this sunrise are not biblically accurate. They are crap. And he didn't respond for a long time, but I'm like, but if I say I was kidding, I ruin it, you know?
Yeah. So see, who's going to budge first?
Yeah. I think he cried a little bit and then told his parents, and they probably said, no, he's just playing with you. He's just joking with you.
Pastor James isn't that bad.
Ex-Pastor James.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But sorry. That's okay. I'm still a pastor, actually. I'm a card-carrying AG minister, by God.
There you go.
Yeah, I just don't.
I'm still not used to do it. Being called that.
So April Fool's was good, and Facebook is bad. Let's do some weekly updates now that we've gone right into it. My son, I got two quick ones about him. He's quite a character. And with Jenna, it was really obvious how she's going to grow up. And when she was little, it was really obvious what her personality was going to be like. With Jay, he's constantly messing, you know, like I thought he was going to be real quiet when he was little. And now he talks like mad all the time. And I thought he was going to be kind of stoic and serious. And then he pulls stuff like this. So we're running and I run past him and the whole family because we've all got groceries and I got the keys. And and as I swipe past him, he just says, "That was awkward." And
he just walked.
Yeah, and I'm like, "No, it wasn't." And we all just burst out laughing because Jay was trying out this phrase.
He's testing.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so I
remember doing that.
I was amazed that, you know, he had that phrase. I was even more amazed that it was used at the wrong time. But the other thing was, and this shows so much premeditation. We asked him to go get the butter, you know, go walk all the way to the kitchen. Cause our house is just set up stupid and it's like a 3 mile trek to the refrigerator, stuff that keeps all your food cold. And he walks all the way there and comes back. I'm talking to Jim, my biscuits waiting for the butter
and cooling off at the same time.
And I look on the thing. I don't see it anywhere. And I'm like, "Jay, did you go get it?" And he just smiles and he picks it up from beside him and just smashes it down on the table like a bartender throwing down a mug of beer and just grinning from ear to ear. And I'm like, "That's awesome," because it's not a huge joke. I mean, it was a funny visual thing, but I was like, he planned that out. He premeditated. Yep. Jenna, on the other hand, she does some of that stuff, you know, like with the clipping, the bracelet thing. But most of her most of her jokes are just, you know, right there. But Jay, I don't got to worry about him, man. He is going to, I think he's going to run me around the ringer a few times. So
you're saying that he's going to be a bit like you in the joke department?
Yeah, probably though. Just a level deeper. Cause I probably am more like Jenna where I just think of something and I try to not say the obvious thing. I try to go like a couple levels deeper, but he thinks ahead. He's quick.
Nice. So,
hey, last week we mentioned, you know, 72 weeks, 515 days. And we said some stuff that we had done during that time. And I forgot to mention my stupid dog. In past podcasts, our fans will remember that I hate dogs and I never, ever plan on ever having one, ever, ever, ever. And for some stupid reason, when I was kind of recovering, I wanted to start doing a lot of things for the family. And one of the things I decided is our kids deserve to have this experience of dog.
Right.
You know, dadgummit, they need a dog.
A buddy, a pal.
Yeah, yeah. And so we go and we go price check some animals at the local pet store and immediately realize I'd rather buy several used cars than pay for one Yorkie. You know, they're thousands of dollars for these animals, you know.
An animal? No wonder people treat them like children.
Ugh.
Whoa. A Yorkie?
Yeah, they're more expensive than my kids. I mean, my kids came free, basically.
But, yeah.
Anyway. So I was at PetSmart, and we ended up, long story short, we ended up adopting a greyhound. Which I didn't realize, it puts you in a club of greyhound saver people.
Really?
And greyhound saver people are really nice people, but they are not unlike Mac people or pretty much any club that has a tiny superiority complex.
Oh, no.
About other dogs and other people. And so if you have a greyhound and you're walking it around, instantly you connect with other people with other greyhounds. You're like, "Oh, you saved a greyhound. You're awesome. You're special. You're wonderful. Welcome to our club. And I have two. I have one more than you do. I'm even specialer than you."
I was saving greyhounds before it was even popular to save greyhounds. I'm like a greyhound hipster.
That's right, man. So this one was named Allie, and I immediately renamed her Jedi. Because Allie was Allie Oop, and because she was a racer.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they do with them dogs.
My son heard what the guy told us. He said he's got two tattoos. One of them's a number, and the other one is his date of birth. His birthday is written on his ear. And my son at the time was five. So he was absolutely enthralled with the idea and couldn't wait to peek inside to see his dog's birthday party in his ear. He has his birthday in his ear. Like, we have to wait for it. Mine's on a calendar. The dog is in his ear. But this dog, I would love to say that we kept him. We did not. Okay? And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
The dog hated us. Hated us. And you say, well, he did. He needed to adjust. We kept him for quite a while. And he hated us more and more every day. We made that dog so nervous. It would snip at my kids, which, you know, was absolutely, you know, zero tolerance for that. We got a muzzle. And still the dog freaks out. He hates our hardwood floor. It was like our hardwood floor was like lava. And it would sit on its bed, this big giant pillow we had to buy it for $50. And he would sit in there like it was some sort of little haven, like an island in a sea of lava. And if he'd ever have to go anywhere, he would slip all over the place. So what do? I got online. I'm like, I'm going to buy him some boots. I'm going to buy him with some skids on the bottom, you know? So I put him on
the dog. Boots?
Yeah, little dog boots, man. Dog boots did not work. Dog boots slid off almost immediately. Dog boots, he picked up each foot like he was on a lunar rover or something like that. I don't know. It was stupid. I'd spent money on dog boots. And that was dumb.
You didn't get it on video, did you?
No. We do have a video of the dog because the dog, all it would do was stare at us. And my daughter made up a song and she recorded it. And I think it's on YouTube. It's just called Dog Staring. Dog Staring. Dog Staring. Because that's all the dog did. Dog Staring. And that's the end of the song. Because that's all there was about Jedi. Great name, stupid dog. So we had to take him back. We had to return him. So they put him down. He died. He was
really
no. they rented him back out to some other suckers, but
he rented him back out.
So now I am
like a really mean dog. To
so I was a graveyard. I was a greyhound savior for a little while, and now I am out of I'm out of touch. I'm out of the loop. And what we did do is we went, and my mom breeds dogs still. And okay. I heard she had some that she was about to sell to the pet store. And I'm like,
turn them into jerky,
something like that. she had some Shih Tzus. Saying that very carefully. And I was like, I would love to have a Shih Tzu because I would love to have an excuse to say that word all the time.
Yes.
But so I'm like, I'm interested, Mom. You know, if you're gonna sell these to the dog place, let me buy one for the same price, you know, that you would sell it to the dog place. And she's like, no, let me. I tell you what, I promised your daughter that I would give her a dog one day. And I'm like, you did? I'm thinking back. I'm like, I don't remember.
When?
Yeah. And she says, so let me just give y'all one. And so we went over there and we got this dog. And now we have him. And he's grown now. It's been a while. We've had him for a number of months, almost a year. And his name's Moffat. I named him after Stephen Moffat. The one of my favorite writers of Doctor Who.
Yeah. Yes.
And he's a Shih Tzu, and and he puts the shiz in the tzu, if you know what I mean. So
oh no.
He'd like to never learn to poop and pee outside. Oh my gosh, I just almost chopped him in half. But but yeah, he's okay now, and it's good.
That's why I have no pets, because I don't have the patience to clean up after them, and I don't have the patience to feed them or love them.
When the dog peed on the floor last night, obviously, well, it has this bell, it rings. I trained it how to do the dumb bell thing.
And seriously?
Yeah. So
you train a dog to ring a bell?
Yeah, when he got to go poop or pee, he rings a bell, and we hear it and
does
we go.
Does his mouth water afterwards?
No. Mine does. but I open the door and let him out, and he, you know, he goes again. But if you don't hear the bell, if you don't hear it after about 3 hours, he will pop a squat and pee on the floor. And I, you know, it's terrible. I hate cleaning up, but my wife, oh my God, she's got this spray stuff and these towels, and she will mop the entire floor with paper towels and this acid spray that's supposed to break down the something. There's pee bugs in there. I don't know what they do. I don't know, but anyway, so she's like totally against it. I got another one. This one's quick, super quick. I was at church Sunday. Week before last, we did church just me and my family. That lasted one week. We tried out this other church. It's pretty cool, but I'm kind of ruined to certain things because of the word junk, in because of this show. And this guy was talking about marriage quite a bit, and he was talking about getting rid of your junk, you know. And I felt so bad. I'm like, I'm one of the perverts now. I'm a pervert, but it wasn't my fault. I blame the homeschool dude. What's John Wilkerson? Yeah,
John Wilkerson.
I blame him.
It's not just junk. It's junk.
It's junk. And so here's two sentences that he literally said that I wrote down word for word that almost made me laugh out loud in the middle of the service, and we were on the second row. You need to get serious about dealing with your junk. And he was so serious, and I was like, right now?
You got to get serious about dealing with your junk.
And, you know, in the context of marriage, you know, maybe. And then the second sentence that went, I think I did spit. I spit a little bit. One of those things. He said, you need to get your junk into the light. Is what he said. You need to get your junk. Get your junk out, man. You need to deal with your junk. You got to get that junk out in the light. I'm like, no, I go to jail. So
I know. I don't want to.
I'll keep my junk in the dark.
Nobody needs to see that junk.
So anyway, that's mine after half the show's over. What's up with you, man?
I parked my car sideways, and it was awesome. That's a throwback. Oh my gosh. Well, it has nothing to do with junk.
Good.
So in this new job role that I do, there's oftentimes when I'm asked to go and visit people in the hospital, you know, to pray with them and encourage them and let them know they're not alone.
Which is odd because you're a janitor, right?
Well, it is. Yeah, it is odd, and it's
so weird.
It's opened my eyes. So I do clean hospital rooms.
Spiritual leader, and you're. So
a daycare guy.
Can I just interrupt? Yeah, and say that hospital visits were easily the worst part of my job. Like the 13 years that I did it, I hated hospital visits, and not that I hated the people. I hate hospitals.
No, I'm with you. That's exactly my thing.
Okay, go say.
I mean, yeah, no. I mean, I'm with you on that. That's what I'm saying is, I don't like to go. It's not that I don't want to be with people. You know how I am about gross stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I get queasy and all that. And sometimes in the moment I can look past it, but I had to go visit a guy yesterday. He was in a car accident. And so like he's in good shape and stuff, and he's all right. I mean, really seems like he's lucky to be alive, but I go in, and he's there, and he's like all cognitive and on drugs and stuff, and he's talking to me and says, "So you want to hear how it happened?" And I'm like, "No, I really don't." I said, "If you want to share, if you can leave out the gory details." And so he starts going through all this stuff and talking about how he got in the accident and what's happening. And then he says, and my spleen's bleeding, and he pulls up this, I don't even know what it is. It's like this little ball thing, and it's like attached to his side, and he pulls it up. There's blood in it, and I look at it for a second, and I hope he didn't see the shock and horror on my face, because I looked at it and I was like, oh dear God, please make him put that away. I don't want to see that again. I was praying for me right there. And I fortunately held it together and, you know, talked to him for a little bit. And then on the way home, I start thinking about that procedure and having pins and my leg starts going numb because he shattered his leg. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm about to pass out. So I start slapping my leg and trying to keep myself from, fainting.
Yeah.
Because that would be terrible to get into a car accident on the way home from visiting somebody.
Yeah, jinx. Jinx again.
I don't know what that means, but I didn't want that to happen. So, hospital visits, that's not fun. So that was what I did yesterday.
You've heard the story of my first hospital visit, haven't you?
I don't think I have.
Okay. First hospital visit as a brand new pastor, you know. I'm a kids pastor, so I don't even know most of the people, but whenever there's somebody having a baby, I'm supposed to go. And so there's this lady having a baby, very attractive lady actually, and I didn't know that until I walked in, was invited in, and I'm looking for the baby. They have that little glass case at the bottom of the foot of the bed. And I don't see the baby, so I look up to the next most obvious spot, which would be in mommy's arms, and I see the head, and I see that it has three heads.
Oh, no.
Dude, she's flopped out like nothing's wrong.
Oh, no.
And,
hey,
you know,
Pastor James, come on in.
This was before I had a kid. I understand now, because once you've had a baby, and especially in ladies, I feel you on this, for some of you anyway, I'm sure everybody's different, but you've had so much done to you and so much laid bare and things have been removed from you, you know, and all this stuff and cut and scissored and sewed and stitched and you're having trouble feeding this little thing, you know? So I understand, but at the time I was absolutely mortified. This was not the way I envisioned seeing my walking in on a naked woman, you know, when I was in middle school, you know? So I stare at the ceiling tiles. I don't know if I should leave. She seems completely comfortable with it. I am horribly, not offended, but embarrassed for her.
It's an awkward moment.
And nervous. And I literally could not think of anything to say. And so what I did say was, wow, nice ceiling tiles.
You seriously said that?
I did. And I said, well, I'm glad you had a baby. See, I'll talk to you later. And I left. I turned around and left. And I I couldn't look at her forever after that. So, matter of fact, it was her daughters. If you remember the other story of the time a kid just reached out and ka-cheeked me one time. Do you remember that story where I was talking to these parents and a kid just pinched?
Oh, yeah. The eye level.
Yeah.
Of the,
it was one of her kids. So
punching bags.
It's like everything in the world that could go wrong went wrong with that same family. That's, so, anyway, so what else is going on in your world?
Well, hey, this is kind of funny. I didn't write this down, but there's this website called prankdial.com.
Mm-hmm.
No, have you ever heard of it?
Is it the one that calls your phone, fakes a phone call like you got to go?
It calls a phone, yeah. Okay, so we put that in today, and we got one of our coworkers with it, and it'll actually record the call. So you can hear their response, and the prank part was a guy calls you and he's like, hey, did you mess up my car? And you know, it's like a voice that sounds kind of like gangster, kind of, you know, he's kind of rough. Hey, you messed up my car.
Yeah.
And the guy says, my coworker says, no, is this John? Hi, John, what's going on, man? And the voice, you know, it just kind of pauses and says, who is this? And then, you know, it just kind of keeps going on. He says, you wrote your name down on a piece of paper and left your phone number. You messed up my bumper. Who's your insurance? And he says, I'll tell you who my insurance is. is ain't got no insurance. He's like talking back because he thinks I'm on it. He doesn't realize it's like a pre-recorded call.
Right.
And then finally, he's like, oh, this isn't John. He's like, he starts getting serious for a second. About that time, it lets you know that, you've been praying. And it just, dude, it was awesome. I loved it.
It's good.
Prankdial.com. You have to, you know, use it once every 10 years or something because it remembers your IP address or something. I don't know.
Huh.
You can pay for it. You know, you can pay to do more pranks, but, you know, you can.
First one's free.
First one's free. Yes, that's how they get you.
That's it. They get you. They get you hooked. Let's talk about Patreon real quick. We talked about Patreon last week. I didn't know how to pronounce it. I was like Patreon and all kinds of crap like that. It's Patreon, and we have at this point. I don't remember what it was last week, but this week we have 16 backers and a total of $46 per episode. And I appreciate that so much because that is going to allow us to do so much. One of the things is the live streaming that we are doing. Actually, right now, there are folks in the chat room, and you can join us.
There's 21 folks in the chat room.
Yeah, that's pretty good for not being on a show for a year and a half. Let me holler out some names. I see Doxson and Ian and Ian and Doxson. Janus is in there. Slash Racer.
Paul Mickey.
Paul Mickey. Yeah. So and a bunch of other folks. I'm sure Lauren's in there. Jaron Rogers is in there. So thank you guys for. There's a bit of a delay, so they're all in there now going, ah. But you can join us live every Tuesday or Thursday night at 9:30 EST. That is Eastern Standard Time. And the reason why I say Tuesday or Thursday is our regular night is Tuesday. But if for some reason it doesn't work out, we bump it to Thursday.
You never know.
But most of the time it'll be on Tuesday. So, but thanks to our patron people, we are doing live streaming in a chat room again in spite of the fact that it's a big pain and it's very stressful to me, especially tonight. We couldn't even get the thing going. It's a little scary, but we got it. We got it. And we're good to go. We do have stickers available for patrons. That's the thing about Patreon. If you go over there at patreon.com/NLcast, you will see that there are different rewards for different amounts of support. And the more you do, the more we can do. And one of the things we're doing is giving away these stickers. I got them this week. They're 4 inches by 4 inches. They are massive. They're the width of your hand. And they got the logo. They got the Funny Life Story. And they got the podcast name on there. I stuck one on the back of my car today. It looks really awesome. Good. And those are going out to folks who give at least $2 a show. I'm going to be mailing those out here in a little bit. I got to wait for, you know, some turnaround stuff, but we are also doing a drawing every month, and we'll pick one of the folks that are giving, you know, a dollar or 50 cents a show or 2 cents a show, whatever. But go see if you can do something and help us out. The shows are always going to be free. And as time goes by, you'll hear us talk about Patreon just a little bit less, but I want to give everybody a shot at helping us get going. I mean, this is all I do for right now. This helps me to update the show. Me and John are finding that, you know, everything we're wanting to do, upgrade wise, you know, costs money. We want to get 2 new webcams, for instance, and be able to stream live video instead of just audio, things like that. So, check it out, patreon.com, /NLcast. Last week we asked you to send in your ideas of what a butt selfie would be.
Butt selfies.
And before I mention all of the suggestions here and who sent them in, I will say there is a real one. There is a real name. And
really?
And yes. And you should not look it up on Google because it is very clear that this is exactly what everyone that takes these kind of pictures of themselves, this is what they do. Apparently, I mean, just from the small visual that I got. It is it's a bunch of mostly folks who these women that work out, and apparently the only thing they got to show off is their gluteus maximus.
And it's the only muscles that work.
Yeah, I'm glad. You know, I'm glad guy workout dudes don't do that. You know,
I'm going to take a picture of my bottom, and it's so firm.
So I do not suggest, you know, that you look up the original one. But here it is. Somebody said a photo bomb of a butt would be a photo bottom, and that's from
photo bottom.
Eli Bickle. Okay. So he says that, and then a butt selfie. Eric Fisher says it should be called a Mooney.
Yes, and I like that one.
I had come up with booty based on the same idea, but I was like, no, it's spelled a little different, but it's too booty. Easy to confuse, you know, with what it is. So a tushy was another one that I came up with, and then, dude, I kid you not, right after I sat down, Jaron Rogers sends me an email with the same thing, tushy. And yeah, I like that one. But the real one is a little less creative. It's a Belfie. And
Belfie?
Yeah.
That's the real one?
It's a bottom selfie, and it is Belfie.
Belfie.
Yeah.
Isn't that the name of one of the characters on Once Upon a Time?
I don't know. I thought it was Perfect Strangers is what you're thinking of.
Right? Yes. Belfie. So I tell you about my Belfie. He's a friend.
All right. So,
jeez.
So there you go. Belfie is the official thing. Belfie. And now that I know what it is, well, I don't remember who sent this to me, but they said, now that you know what it is, here's a hope that that was the last one that you ever have to see.
Like, yeah.
Amen. Amen.
I will unfriend you if you're a Belfie.
I'm telling you,
person.
Earlier when I was talking about Facebook and the people that actually know me get more offended and stuff, I should probably replace my profile picture with a Belfie.
A Belfie.
I mean, it would be clothed. You'd see my wallet there. It might look a little bit like the CD cover for who was the boss?
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah, yeah. Any of those kind of things. I'll have a handkerchief hanging out the back.
Yes, Bruce Springsteen.
There you go. Thank you. And so I should do that for a couple weeks. It'll clear out a lot of those people, I would imagine. Don't you think?
I'll give you $5 if you do that for a week.
Man, how much?
Five
for 1 week.
For a Lincoln, yes, I'll put it in the mail.
Okay.
I'll mail you a $5 bill.
I'll tell you this. If you guys go to patreon.com, we're at $46. If you get us to 50 by next show, I will take a Belfie and I will put it up.
Yes.
And my freaking profile picture. I can't even stop smiling.
Week.
For seven full horrible days. Oh, the comments.
The 60 out. No, nobody wants to see my Belfie.
The messages I will get. See, no one will comment. They will send me messages. James, did you know a picture of your butt is your profile picture?
And see, if I did it, people would just say, oh, John, what's changed? Your face is a little balder.
Patreon.com, patreon.com/NLcast. Go check it out, read it up, and donate $1, 50 cent, quarter, whatever you got. And we'll see if we can get it to $50. And if we do, I will do a Belfie. I'm trying to talk my wife into us sponsoring the show as well, which is kind of weird. But but I bet my wife would probably make up the difference just to make that happen. So,
sorry to me to laugh so loud. I hope that didn't blast your ears.
No, that's fine.
Belfie. We should have a Belfie day.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I ever come over to your house, we can take a double Belfie. So.
And then hopefully Shmo Yoho will turn it into a song.
Yeah.
Double Belfie all the way
across the sky.
Yeah.
Some people are afraid in the chat room that this may make people pull their funding from the show in order to make sure that never happens. But that's okay, because what will happen is the people will keep contributing and that want it to happen. The people that don't will pull, and it will just stay pretty much at the same, and I won't have to do it. So please, you know, it'll be awesome.
It's got to be exactly 50,
see,
right?
Because I have tons and tons of fellow pastors, future job prospects, the freaking director of my entire denomination, you know.
George Wood?
Yeah, George O. Wood.
George O. Wood.
So this, you know, because my Facebook is, because I friend people from the show, and I friend people that I know in real life, and then I friend people, you know, when I go do I used to do speaking engagements and a kids camp or something like that, and I make new friends, and I kind of keep all categorized. So my Facebook page is literally this wonderful, horrible combination of people who think I'm awesome because of the show, and people that think I'm okay because I was their pastor, and then people who know me and kind of don't like me, you know, like in real life. So I don't know why we're friends, but, you know, they send you friend requests, and you're like, hey, I got a friend. Okay. Otherwise, you'll be offended because I know you in real life. So Facebook.
That would be hilarious.
Thank God for unsubscribing, though. But, yeah, if I got to put my Belfy up there, there's going to be a comment underneath that thing that I'm going to plan out. I'm going to have to tell the story. That way people will know. This was a dare, people.
This is a dare.
Yeah.
It won't backfire.
I got nothing to lose, really, but still, I just don't want to field all the questions, you know? Because there will literally be people who think it's an accident, and they will tell me. They won't think through the process that, first of all, he has this picture in his phone for some reason. You know? And then there'll be people that go that far, and they'll think, why does he have this in his phone? And then they'll message me about that, James.
James, did you understand that?
You should have put on some khakis first. Those are, you know, jeans are just so informal. I don't know.
Jeans.
Let's squeeze some listener stories in while we can. Let's see. My dad, this is from Lori. My dad's the kind of dad that loves to embarrass me. That's the only kind of dad there is, Lori.
Yep. Yeah. Anyone else is the imposter.
So my brother and my mom, for his own amusement, he loves to make fun of them too. And even if he looks crazy. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Okay.
Same way. So much that the inside joke is that we can't take him anywhere. Sure enough, we had to this time. We were at Farmer John's for lunch, and it was packed with people. We're enjoying ourselves, our burgers, and talking. And out of nowhere, my dad decides to blurt out, I got a boo-boo! No.
What?
He just says, I got a boo-boo. I got
a boo-boo.
Maybe it means poop in their family. I don't know, but it could mean a scrape. And so we slump in our chairs in absolute horror. You could hear a pin drop in the room as my dad burst out laughing. And again, I got a boo-boo! So,
oh no,
the chairs in the room screeched as people turned around to stare. See, that's why I believe it, because you, that detail right there,
chairs screeching.
They were not amused.
That's a hard tile floor.
They were not amused. Mm. And at this point, I wanted to go into a hole and die. It goes without saying that we would never show our faces there again. And we don't.
Oh, so, Uncle Farmer John
can't take dad anywhere.
I hope he's probably not senile. He probably just loves to do that.
Oh, absolutely. When I was a kid, I used to hang out with my father's wife's mother's other daughter's cousins. This is from somebody that read last week's. I'm going to try to do that again. When I was a kid, I used to enjoy hanging out with my father's wife's mother's other daughter's son's brother cousin. Oh, wow. He did it. My cousin was about 14. Oh, I was probably 5 or 6 at the time. We were walking taking a walk, we noticed a bright light in the sky. It was Jesus. Well, no. Anyways, I asked my cousin what it was. He told me it was an alien. So instead of being afraid, which would be the normal reaction, I was fascinated, and I thought it'd be really cool. So when we arrived home, I was excited to tell the rest of the family about the alien encounter. In my excitement, I took off running toward the screen door to tell them. And let's see. I thought it was open. I ran headfirst into it, rebounding backwards, hit my head on the cement. There were tears. There was blood. And there was a trip to the hospital where I got a tiny bag installed right behind my ear. I'm just kidding.
Look, it's blood from my spleen.
And then it's got a tube up my back, and it's coming. It's right here. God,
all right,
blood from my spleen. Oh, I would just say, go ahead and kill me. Take me off life support. I don't want a blood bag. Sorry.
No.
He says there were obviously no aliens, but it was a helicopter, and Jesus was driving it. So there you go. That's from Josh. It's a Mexican dude. Man. My husband and I are 2 weeks away from the supposed arrival date of our first child. I don't understand that sentence. Our supposed arrival. Like, are you pregnant or not? Are you trying to scare him into marrying you? Are you already married and you're trying to keep him married? Anyway, having heard car seats are tricky to install, I left the job in my husband's capable hands. I walked outside to see how things are going, and he's adjusting the infant seat straps. Because these things come in two pieces, if you don't know. There's the base that goes in the car, and it stays all the time. And then there's this seat part that clicks in, and that's the part you see people carrying around like a basket. Okay. There's a lot of middle schoolers that listen, so I have to tell them stuff. So I walk outside to see how things are going. He's adjusting the straps, but he has the car seat upside down in the front lawn while he does so. Now, understand, this is a pregnant woman, okay? So this is written in all caps with exclamation points. She says, I have an instant hormonal freakout moment, and I start tearing up about this car seat upside down.
She
says, our newborn will be using that seat. There'll be bugs and dirt touching it and bugs and stuff.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah. So this is their first. It's their first. I know these people. Yeah. So after being reduced to one-word statements, I ran in the house like a little kid so I wouldn't say anything else. No, you didn't. You waddled. I'm trying to make her cry again.
Her pregnant legs could take her.
My dear husband came in a second later to apologize and admit that he hadn't thought about it, especially when he was cleaning off his shovel using the car seat. No, I'm kidding. I can just think, like, if you're going to get offended by that, I'm going to spray it with bug spray. Anyway.
Honey, I was carrying the garbage in it just a few minutes ago. It's going to be all right.
So she says, it's first time parents. I'm sure we'll have other what were we thinking moments. And next time, the moment may well be mine. This is from brand new mommy. No name given. But
congratulations on the 2 weeks away from the suspected arrival.
Suspected. Dun, dun, dun. The baby's going to come out with a little spyglass or something. All right. We've got time for a few more. Three young teenage girls came prancing into the store around 10 p.m. one night when I was working till 11. They explored the store longer than anyone needs to, and finally one girl grabs a balloon shaped like a shark. She mentions that she works at a very classy southeastern grocery store. And the only one that I know that has balloons everywhere is Publix. So
Southeastern grocery store.
Yeah, very classy. She didn't say what it was, but I'm ruining it for her. She leads her cronies up to the self-checkout station area and looks at one of the machines bewildered. There's a sign on it that we put up at night after we lock up the cash that says credit or debit only, no cash back. Cash transactions can be processed on register one. Well, she reads the beginning, this middle school kid or whatever, and she turns toward me looking utterly heartbroken and hopeless and says, but what if I have money? And
mommy and daddy didn't like give me any real plastic money. I just got paper.
This old stupid stinky money. I don't want to take it. I want this shark balloon.
Shark balloon. So Iris, at 10 o'clock to buy a shark balloon.
Stupid kids. Iris, yeah, if you're a kid buying a shark balloon, you're an idiot. Just saying. I listen.
At 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. When the freak are you doing? Out at 10 o'clock anyway, and you got cash. I resist the urge to roll my eyes. She said, I said, read the rest of the sign, hun. That's, I love that, hun. That's what you have to say, whether it's a guy or a girl. So she does this and then looks over at register one because the rest of it says cash transactions processed on register one. So the open light is on over there, down there. And she's also in charge of register one, but she says, but there's no one over there. And the lady telling the story says, it's me. Now, I can walk over there and check you out. Oh, she squealed. And the girls bounced over to my register. I scanned the balloon and told her the total. Then one of her pals told me to wait. And she went and grabbed a large can of Monster at 10 p.m. And I said, that's for me, right? And the girls laughed nervously, and then, like they were trying to buy beer without a license. And the click leader, Shark Balloon Girl, paid for the order, and they flounced out. Now, she says, here's the middle school version from the Shark Balloon Girl's perspective. So she gets points for
yes.
this. Okay, so my name is Lucy, 13, and I'm 13, and when I went to the store, and my mom dropped me off because I told her to, and she said she would go to get gas while I was, like, going in the place, the restaurant thing, what do you call it, the place to get groceries? Also, my two hopefully friends, supposedly friends, were there, Lucy and Loser, and we were, like, walking around, and I found a shark balloon, and it was like, shark, 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 so I was like, I put the shark balloon in my room because I have fish and stuff and I love the sharks, and the shark could, like, scare the fish. That would be just so ironic and cool. I could put it on Instagram. It'd be awesome. So I go to the shark balloon. I try to go to the self-checkout thing, but there was a sign. It was orange and ugly and it was terrible and it told me something bad and it said you cannot use your money. I did not know what to do. So I went to the girl that looked like she was 14 and I said, if I have the money, because I said, hopefully I wanted to get a shark balloon. So she said, read the sign, and I did because I read and I knew how to do it, and I was awesome, but I could read it, and I went to the other register, and I'm finally there. So anyway, I paid, and we left, and my mom picked it up, but not with her hands. It was in her car because it's a Chrysler Sebring, and then we went to.
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, we went. I forgot the rest of the story. So anyway, hope you guys are awesome, and I love John and James and everything. And bye. So that's from Elizabeth. Elizabeth, thank you so much.
She said, "James, you is awesome, and John, you're dumb."
Oh, really? I was just. I ad-libbed. I ad-libbed most of that, so it was a general pattern there.
It was spelled like it was awesome. It was actually spelled grammatically correct as far as a middle schooler would spell.
It was hard to read. Yeah, it was worse than middle school, which is saying a lot. We got time for a couple more. Let's see. I was sharing a hotel with my brother Trent and my friend Josh. It consisted of two bedrooms with a door separating them, and Josh and I took one room while my brother took the other. That's the end of the story. And Josh stayed up while my brother went to bed in his room about 10. So around 2 o'clock in the morning, I began to get thirsty, so I slipped into my brother's room where the mini fridge was, and after retrieving a soda, I slammed the refrigerator door shut, and my brother woke up. Is it 10 already? Which is the time we were supposed to get up, and, you know, had a tight schedule at this camp they were at. I lied and said yes, thinking he would know I was lying. But in his tired stupor, he believed me. He rolls out of bed. His room didn't have any windows, so he had no idea. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, still dark outside. So Josh and I played along and told him to hurry up and pack as we moved our bags to the door. And Trent packed up and exited the hotel room, much to the surprise of the counselors keeping guard at the doorway. They wondered why he was trying to leave in the middle of the night. Trent returned to our hotel room and marched up to his room, and he slammed the door while saying, "You guys are idiots."
Yes.
Luckily, in the
must listen to the show.
Luckily, in the morning, he was a good sport, and I love him to death. Thanks for letting me share. I appreciate all you guys do, Jaron. And I highlighted something there. He says, I appreciate all you guys do. I wanted to mention some things that I do that Jaron appreciates. I don't always take a shower every day. Jaron appreciates that. Sometimes I pick my nose without a tissue over my finger. Jaron yes. appreciates that.
Sometimes I forget to flush the toilet.
Yep. Jaron appreciates that. Sometimes I'm like, I got it in one wipe. And Jaron appreciates it. Sometimes I take the lid off the milk in my house and I drink it and put the lid back on and just like, you know, it's my family. What the freak?
I put the milk jug back when there's only one swallow left.
Jaron appreciates that. So sometimes when my dog sits down in my path, I act like I don't know he's there so I can, I don't kick him, but I kind of put my foot in it and push so that the initial jolt isn't there, but the after effect is. So he goes sliding across the floor and he learns he can't stand in my dumb way. And Jaron appreciates that. Guys, it's that time. We got to get out of here. Thank you so much, chat room, for being with us tonight. I just want to say that I appreciate you guys. All of you made us feel so darn special today. And all of you who are listening, it's funny. I got an email from a person this week that just said, you know, I've always listened. I've listened for forever, and I've never emailed, never done it. And I'm freaking out that you're responding back. And I'm like, yeah, I totally understand. I'm the same way. I never reach out to the people that I idolize, you know, or people that I listen to their shows. And so, you know, it's funny. It's great. It was awesome. So I love connecting with the old folks that are in the chat room tonight. I also love connecting with the people that they've called it a one-way connection, a one-way relationship. But trust me, even though it's not, it is virtual, and, you know, it is one way. I do appreciate every single one of you because the numbers don't lie. You guys are downloading this. You're listening. You're sharing. And I appreciate it so very much. Guys, we're going to get out of here. And let's see. We're going to do it like this. Visit our website, podcast.nlcast.com, where you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Please leave an iTunes review if that's how you found us or any of the main places. It used to just be iTunes, but you can find us on Stitcher now. It's a thing. We're on there. If you have the app. I'm trying to get us on I Love Radio, but you got to have a lot more listeners than we do. Thanks to our patrons. Thanks to Rob Gobers for our theme music. To our spouses for letting us record. Our contributor and everyone who listens. And check out all of the archives of the past network NLCast Network shows that are available for download at NLCast.com. So, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening and hanging out on episode 28. John, I appreciate you being here too, buddy.
And I appreciate all you do.
You know who else appreciates all that we do? Jaron.
Jaron.
Jaron. Even when I pick the dark stuff out from under my fingernails with my canine teeth, Jaron appreciates that. Because we have canids, you know, canine teeth, the sharp ones.
Oh, yeah, those little ones on the sides.
Yeah, those are the easiest ones to get up under there. So,
good point.
Just remember, when you're telling your funny life story, because everybody has one, John. Everybody has one. That's why we're here. Tell your story like nobody's listening. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much. Peace.
Yeah.
Say buddy. Call me buddy again.
Okay, buddy. Thanks, buddy. Awkward.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.